Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast for the big news story. My name is Amit and today we discuss Mousmi Das Gupta's report on resentment against some BJD leaders but no dent on Naveen Babu's image in Odisha. As 65-year-old Gauri Kumbhar sits in plastic chair next to her fruit shop near the village square at Gaushala in western Odisha's Sambalpur district, she tells that every day she prays for Odisha's Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik's well-being. She says, "He's like our God. He lives a simple life and does not have any vices. It's because of him that my family is living a life of dignity today." Her husband is suffering from kidney ailment and can't walk. Kumbhar says, "I do not earn enough from selling fruits to get him treated. But thanks to Biju Swasthya Kalyan Yojana, now I can afford his treatment. The free ration that we get ensures my family does not go hungry. I avail the Lakshmi bus service to go to the block headquarters to get medicines for my husband. Tell me, if I do not pray for him, who should I pray for?" Even after being in power for close to 25 years, there has been little dent in Patnaik's image of a simple man who does not have any vices. The sentiment is more pronounced in rural areas, where Patnaik continues to enjoy popularity. A popular refrain of people in many Odia villages and town alike is that they will go with Naveen Patnaik in the assembly elections and Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the Lok Sabha polls. Raj Kishore Mal, a farmer in Bali Guwali village in Odisha's coastal town of Puri, says that right from birth to death, Patnaik has taken care of everything. He asks, "If someone has supported you like this, how do you betray the person's trust?" Apart from his clean image and frugal lifestyle, the plethora of schemes and programs targeting all sections of the population, be it poor, women, elderly, farmers, etc., forms the bedrock of Patnaik's popularity in the state. Last year, Patnaik launched the third phase of its government's flagship universal health coverage scheme, the Biju Kalyan Swasthya Yojana, under which the poor are provided free treatment in any government hospital with no limit. For treatment in private hospitals, men can avail up to Rs. 5 lakh while women the cap is Rs. 10 lakh. The Patnaik-led government has announced a raft of welfare schemes targeting the poor in the last 2 years. In February, it launched the Swatantra Yuva Udyami, where bank loans of up to Rs. 1 lakh is provided without interest to young men and women in the 18 to 35 age bracket to start business. The same month, the Biju Janata Dal government increased the monthly pension for the elderly from the existing Rs. 500 to Rs. 1000 under the Madhu Babu pension scheme. It also announced the Moghara scheme to provide low-cost housing to poor families who have been left out of the existing housing schemes. The Lakshmi bus service, launched in February, connects every village in a district to the block headquarters. The buses, run by the government, provide cheap and reliable transportation to the villagers who otherwise have to fend for themselves if they have to go to the block headquarters. Then there is the Ama Odisha, Naveen Odisha, where panchayats get Rs. 50 lakh assistance to take up the projects for protecting places of worship, upgrading sites of historical significance and improving rural infrastructure and digital access. Travelling across coastal and western Odisha towns of Puri, Bhubaneswar, Kendrapara, Sambalpur and Kalahandi, the Print spoke to several dozen people in rural and urban pockets who said they still want to see Naveen Patnaik as the CM after 25 years, even if people are resentful against the local MLAs in some areas who they say have rarely visited their constituency in the last 5 years. There's no resentment against Patnaik. Pradipta Kumar Pradhan, ex-sarpanch of Bacharai village in Kendrapara's Patkura area, says there is a lot of anti-incumbency against local BJD leaders but not against Naveen Patnaik. The feeling is that the local MLA can be bad, not Patnaik. For instance, people in Kendrapara are angry with Odia actor Anubhav Mohanty, the former BJD MP who joined the BJP recently. Pradhan says, after winning the seat, he did not see the soil of Kendrapara. Local BJD workers, the print spoke to, say that people are angry with some of the party MPs and local MLAs who disappeared from their constituency after winning elections or did not do enough for their constituents. This coupled with the party's ticket distribution criteria, where many outsiders or close relatives of leaders were given tickets, ignoring the local leaders and Patnaik's close aide, VK Pandian, becoming more and more visible instead of the CM, has also become a talking point among voters not only in towns and cities but rural areas too. A local BJD leader in Sambalpur, who did not want to be named, tells the print, this could have an impact on the outcome in both the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Orissa will have simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four phases starting May 13. Bhavani Sankar Tripathi, news editor of Orissa Daily Samvad, the state's largest circulating newspaper, says there is an anti-incumbency against the government, against local leaders, but not Naveen Patnaik. Similar sentiments prevail in other areas too, where people are making a clear distinction between voting Patnaik in the state and Narendra Modi for the Lok Sabha. Former Orissa Chief Secretary Jugal Mohapatra says that Naveen Patnaik continues to be popular among the people because in all these years he has not done anything to provoke anti-incumbency. He says, be it disaster management or the public distribution system, the government has done good work. The overall development, be it roads or the other infrastructure such as power supply, has been good. He says, Mohapatra adds that Patnaik's USP remains his clean, simple image and no established corruption charges against him. The perception management of BJD is very strong, he says, adding that Patnaik is an astute politician who has co-opted very well with whichever party has been there at the center. Voting for Odisha's four parliamentary seats of Behrampur, Nabarangpur, Kalahandi and Koraput will take place 13 May. The assembly segments falling under these four Lok Sabha constituencies will vote the same day, while the remaining go to polls on 20 May, 25 May and 1 June. However, Oriyas this time around, including in rural areas, are openly talking about how they will vote for BJD as long as Naveen Patnaik is the chief minister. We read news that Naveen Babu is not keeping well. We don't know. But I am clear about one thing. As long as Naveen Patnaik is there, I will vote for him. When he is not there, I will see who to go with, says Trilochan Muduli, a resident of Bachare village in Patkura. Muduli says he likes Patnaik because he speaks less but has a connection with us. During poll campaigning, several leaders of the Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJD's primary challenger in Odisha, has raked up in the issue of Naveen Patnaik's successor. Bajant Panda, the BJP candidate from Kendrapara, had told the print in an interview that one of the key questions that the people of Odisha are grappling with is who will be Naveen Patnaik's successor, and lack of clarity on this is damaging the party. Naveen Patnaik has been the CM for 25 years, and now that another election cycle has come upon us, the question of who is his successor, his Uttaradhikari, is causing them huge damage. No matter how they try to dance their way around it, people are not happy, Panda, who is also the BJP's national vice president, had said. Women across the state, especially who are part of self-help groups, continues to form the biggest support base of the Odisha CM. Mohapatra says that the Naveen Patnaik-led BJD government had nurtured SHG through public funds, but during elections, they are used for electoral gains. The BJD is trying to convert social capital into political capital, he tells the print. Tathagat Satpathy, former BJD MP, concurs Naveen Patnaik is liked primarily by the women folk in Orissa. Satpathy feels that Patnaik has taken meticulous care in ensuring that his image remains squeaky clean. Till now, there have been no allegations whatsoever against Naveen Patnaik himself. He ensures that, and that has helped him. All the time, he has won against the wave. And if at all, the BJP makes huge inroads, even in Lok Sabha seats this time, it could indicate that Naveen Patnaik has finally been pushed back. And if the BJP fails this time, that will only reaffirm that Naveen Patnaik has managed to retain his image, his political ethos and ethics, and what he stands for intact, the former BJD MP asserts. Thank you for listening. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis from the print.